The restructuring in 1994 took what had been separate campuses and consolidated them either under the University of Montana or Montana State University. Representative Kathy Kelker said House Joint Resolution 27 would study the outcome of that restructuring.
I think it's of great importance because, as you probably realize, some of the units in the university system are struggling right now. And I think we have an obligation as the funders of that system to take a look at what works and what doesn't work and come up with some good suggestions.
No one spoke in favor of or against the study bill. Representative Jacob Bachmeyer of Haver supported this bill. He said his family, including his father, has had long ties to MSU Northern.
In talking with a lot of the professors I've gotten to know over the years who have worked there for 30 years, they said that the day that they changed the structure of the university system was the day that a lot of things kind of went downhill.
Bachmeyer said he wants to know what can be done to improve the university system. Representative Bryce Bennett of Missoula said, as a legislator from a community with a struggling campus, this issue is timely.
I know that on campus and in our community, they're having these discussions about how we can be more effective, how we can do more to connect to the needs of the workforce that exists right now. And I think having the legislature as a partner in those conversations is a good step.
UM is just one of the campuses struggling with falling enrollment and, as a result, falling revenue. Another is MSU Billings. Representative Jeff Esman of Billings also supported the bill because it would take a look at how restructuring has served the workforce development needs in the communities and the region.
I think it really needs to be the heart and soul of this study.
He said the world has changed significantly since 1994. HJ 27 now goes to the House floor for debate. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capital.